Good morning. It is November the 24th in the year 2024 of our Lord, and the title for my message is Long Live the King. And I have two passages of scripture to read before I begin my message. The first one comes from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 7. These are the last words of David, the inspired utterance of David, son of Jesse, the utterance of the man exalted by the Most High, the man anointed by the God of Jacob, the hero of Israel's songs. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me, his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke, the Rock of Israel said to me, when one rules over people in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, he is like the light of morning at sunrise, on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings grass from the earth. If my house were not right with God, surely he would not have made with me an everlasting covenant, arranged and secured in every part. Surely he would not bring to fruition my salvation and grant me my every desire. But evil men are all to be cast aside like thorns, which are not gathered with the hand. Whoever touches thorns uses a tool of iron or the shaft of a spear. They are burned up where they lie. And my second reading comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. You know, on Monday, April 8th, 2024, just a few months back, something happened that closed schools, businesses, shut down for a few hours, and the Erie County executive fled to Ashtabula, Ohio, after telling people to stay home and for private businesses to close so roadways wouldn't be clogged if there was an emergency, and so also their employees could have an opportunity to witness this event. But what did the county executive do from Erie County, New York? Did he stay home? No. He got on the highway and he drove to Ohio. Now, why would he do that? He wanted to observe an event that happens once in a lifetime. People by the tens of thousands were supposedly going to travel to Buffalo and Niagara Falls to behold this once-in-a-lifetime event. I must admit that I was initially irritated and skeptical of this event because schools were going to be closed, and because of that fact, for a very simple and maybe even selfish reason, I wouldn't be paid. I couldn't count the times where the media had made dire predictions as it related to weather events, only to fall flat on their face because these events never transpired. Well, the event that I'm talking about on April the 8th, 2024, was a solar eclipse, and it was truly amazing. Where my family and I lived, we were outside along with our neighbors. Some people were sitting on lawn chairs. All of us were wearing these plastic funky sunglasses that were given out waiting for this solar eclipse. And unfortunately, even though most of the day it was cloudy, I will never forget those few fleeting minutes with my wife and my daughter and our neighbors on our front yards. You see, when the solar eclipse finally happened, the sky grew darker and darker, the temperature actually dropped, and you could tell, and it was both eerie and amazing at the same time. It was quiet out. You could see the silhouette of the sun and the moon. You thought it was nighttime, and it was silent with no birds singing or chirping nearby. Everyone was warned not to look directly at the eclipse because of the power of the sun and the damage it could do to your eyes. Without wearing protection, it could cause blindness. And folks, this event was everything that was spoken of. We only wish that we had more sunshine and clear skies because it was overcast. You know, there are always people who are Debbie Downers, and as credulous as this may sound, some people wondered, in light of the hysteria and possible dangers of the solar eclipse, why the government was allowing this to happen. Can you believe the arrogance and the stupidity of that thinking? Fortunately, even the most tyrannical and totalitarian of governments has not been able to control the rising and setting of the sun and moon. The danger and the power of the sun is not something to trifle with, and it is worth our time to reflect and contemplate on the Apostle John's vision of Jesus as I read to you from the book of Revelation. Speaking of the power and the brilliance of light today, churches are celebrating Christ the King Sunday across the world. Did you know that there are 43 sovereign nations in the world with a monarch, that being a king or a queen, as the head of state? Still, 43 nations with a monarchy of some sort. There are 13 in Asia, 12 in Europe, 9 in the Americas, 6 in Oceania, and 3 in Africa. Now, probably the most famous monarch at the time is King Charles III, and he's the monarch of 15 Commonwealth realms. Charles' succession followed Queen Elizabeth II, and before her, her father was King George VI. You know, here's a little tidbit in history. After the death of an English monarch, a herald, dressed in his ornate uniform, comes to the front of the Buckingham Palace and reads the proclamation of the king or queen's passing. Quote, "The king is dead. Long live the king." As it is in life, there are a series of endings and beginnings. Some are filled with joy and others are filled with sorrow. There are endings and beginnings that come when single people begin a new life together in a marriage between a man and a woman. There are endings and beginnings when couples have children. We can say goodbye to sleep and to freedom to do whatever you so choose when you have children. There are endings and beginnings when people graduate from high school, from college, when there are promotions to celebrate, and when job transfers take place, or sadly, when jobs are lost. Then, there is for all of us the ending of our mortal life as we know it, and the hoped-for promise of the gospel for a beginning of eternal life with Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Son of Man and the Son of David. These beginnings and endings are not just relegated to our personal lives. We have national events where elections bring an end to one era and signal the beginning of an era. Thank God. We see governments rise and fall. We saw that very vividly as communism fell in Eastern Europe during the 90s. We see economies, primarily capitalistic private economies, grow and expand, and then they contract and sometimes they collapse as new technologies disrupt and destroy older ones, or older, static, calcified forms of government are too bloated and their weight destroys their economies. Using a sports analogy, for those of you who are NFL fans, some consider him to be the greatest quarterback ever, and I'm one of them, is the name of a gentleman by Tom Brady. And Tom Brady and the New England Patriots ran and were kings of the AFC East for 20 years. And for 20 years, Tom Brady and the Patriots tormented their divisional rivals. I like to joke with Bills fans. I call Tom Brady's the Lord of the Rings because he has in total 6 Super Bowl rings with the Patriots and 1 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So today in churches across the landscape, across the world, we celebrate Christ the King Sunday. It marks the end of the church's year. It starts a new year of hope and expectation with the coming of Advent, which begins next Sunday, December the 1st. Christ the King Sunday is much more than just endings and beginnings. Christ the King is more than monarchies in the United Kingdom or elsewhere for that matter. Christ the King is more than technology changing. Christ the King is more than the church year ending. Indeed, Christ the King is much more than the marking of time passing from one event to the next. You see, the King that the Apostle John writes about in the book of Revelation is a King who transcends all boundaries, whether created by human beings or found in the universe. This King and his kingdom are not marked by the changes of time, the passing of the seasons. And his kingdom does not rely on the succession of monarchs or governments. Rather, this King and his kingdom goes beyond time and space, where there is no ending or beginning. In this glorious kingdom, he who was and he who is also he who is to come. The past, the present, and the future, all in one King who reigns forever. The Apostle John goes on to instruct us that Christ the King cannot be limited by anything of this universe. He is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Christ the King, who bears such fantastic titles, the one who sits enthroned in the heavens, the one who has the 7 spirits before his throne, is not bound or limited by beginnings and endings. You see, as the faithful witness who identifies with us as human beings, as the firstborn from the dead, who is no longer bound by death but liberates us with new life in him, as the ruler of the kings of the earth, he is not limited by monarchies or governments. Instead, he rules all of them, beginning to end. The Lord Jesus, when he appeared before Pontius Pilate, and he was being interrogated after his scourging, he told Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea, that his kingdom is not of this world, and his kingdom is not by our understandings either. You see, Christ is your faithful witness. Christ is your firstborn from the dead. Christ is your ruler. Christ is calling you and I to be his priests in the kingdom of God. We are called to serve him until he returns in glory to claim the kingdom that is his. And his kingdom begins in our lives. You see, in our lives there are beginnings and endings. We mark the passing of the ages and moments we share until the King returns. In all things we are called to be faithful witnesses to a cynical, skeptical, and I would even say crazy world, that Jesus Christ is the King. and that he is coming back to rule this world, despite what the doubters and naysayers proclaim. You know, there is an old ancient British myth that the most famous and possibly greatest English king, King Arthur of the Round Table, will return in England's greatest hour of need. Christ the King and his reign will be something far greater than the English people and all people could have ever imagined. The scripture says that he's the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come. To the Church of the Living God, may we also proclaim loudly and boldly, like the ornate heralds in front of Buckingham Palace, the King lives. Long live the King. Amen.